Okay, fine. Guys, here we go. Okay, we are doing the Birkos HaShachar. Today we're doing Oter Yisroel B'Sifaru. So what does it mean? It means he crowns Israel with splendor. Oter Yisroel B'Sifaru, crown. Crowns Israel with splendor. So why does it mention Yisroel? So again, I try to give you the standard shot. The standard shot, this is referring to the fact that Jews wear what? What do Jews always wear? Head coverings. Hats or yarmulkes. This is the sefer from the Otzer HaTfilas, the standard shot. Oter Yisroel B'Sifaru, Meisim Kova U'Mitznefes Berosha. We cover our heads. And why do we do this? He says, now wait a second. Goyim also sometimes cover their heads. B'Kova Ein Kavanas Yisroel Domo L'Zulasam. The non-Jews, They put a hat on, L'Hagin Al Rosh, V'Pnei HaKor Rachom. It's cold or hot, they put a hat on. U'Kasha Yirtzu, when they want to, Hokin below Kova, they don't wear anything on their heads. Aval Kavanas Yisrael Hu, M'Pnei Shiye Mora, Shamayim Aleihem. The purpose of a head covering is that we should have some sort of fear of Hashem on us at all times. Some sort of fear of Hashem at all times. This is one reason why a kippah is so important. The kippah represents, the hat represents extra. There is something always above me. We have to always means always, remember that. This is not a part of Yahadus. This is the essence of Yahadus. That we believe in Hashem, and we walk around, and we try to walk around with a constant awareness of Hashem. I just heard a great mashal about this from Rabbi Meir Twersky, Shlita. Let's say people walk on the street. They walk back and forth on the street. You know, you see the lights changing sometimes if you're walking down the street. Now, you don't focus on all the people on the street. I mean, you might know they're there. It's not a focus of your mind but Mr. Reichlin, when you're driving along, then you're aware. Well, there's a person over there. He might, you know, try to cross the street. I see that guy over there. Oh, he's signaling. When you're driving, there are a dozen things, this is a great mushroom, that become part of your awareness space that you're actually thinking about. You're not focusing for an hour on that guy, but the fact that guy's signal was on is part of what you're focused on right now, because that might affect you when you're driving for your safety. And the light up there is red, but it might turn green. You're hoping it turns green so you don't have to slow down and you get that smooth transition going. Right? You with me? So that's a good mashal. So our awareness of Hashem should be that Hashem's always around. And we're thinking, and it's on our minds. It's a great mashal. Like when you're driving, that person's on your mind, and that light's on your mind, and that even though they're always there, so with Hashem, and the kippah helps us with that. The kippah helps us with that. And this is such a fundamental thing, to always be thinking about Hashem to one degree or another.
How does it help if you can't see it? You can't really feel it either.
But that's a separate question. Hashem is invisible. Our neshamas are invisible. The simple reason why Hashem is invisible is that if Hashem were visible, none of us would have any bechira chashis. If our neshamas were visible, we would not have bechira chashis. If we would see our neshama and you would see, oh, you do a chait, Rachman al-Atslan, it's on your neshama. And you saw it happen. As the chait's happening, as you bite the cheeseburger, then
there's no free will anymore.
Right, there's no free will. If we would see Hashem, if we would have Mamash see Hashem, even in the Midbar where they had a vision of the Shechina, they had Bechira Chavshis. So that's the Pashup Shah. Hashem has to be invisible, because if he wasn't invisible, then, now, Hashem's totally visible, because if you open your eyes a little and you see, you know, how things grow, the things we talk about, how things grow and everything fits perfectly, and the sky is a nice color, and grass is a nice color, and Hashem gives us so many types of fruits, and Hashem puts blush on peaches to make them look nice, so you enjoy them. And the outside of oranges are orange, and the inside of oranges are bland. The inside of the peel. Why? Because The outside has to attract you to eat it. The inside, once you have it in your hand, you don't need the inside. There are thousands and thousands of examples that I discussed rose bushes recently.
No.
Rose bushes? I did.
No.
Rose bushes have thorns on them. Dandelions don't have thorns on the bushes. Why? Because rose bushes are beautiful. People might want to steal them and grab them. So Hashem puts thorns on them that they should protect themselves. Thorns on rose bushes, this you have to look in the encyclopedia. They're not lined up evenly. They're lined up like this.
It's
harder to grab. It's amazing. Remember, if they're lined up like this, you get your fingers like in between.
Yeah, yeah,
they're lined up like this. They're lined up like this. That's amazing. Not only that, the thorns on thorn bushes point slightly downwards. Because if you want to grab one thorn, that's bad. If you want to grab one rose, that's stealing. If you want to grab the whole bush, so as you rip up the whole bush, you get 20 thorns perfectly pointy, pointing downwards. Right there. That's all from our good development. That's amazing. So Hashem's everywhere. We open our eyes. But He can't be visible. So the kippah is a reminder. Open your eyes. Think about it. Hashem is there. But I'm discussing now. That's not my discussion. Our discussion is we believe in Hashem. We have emunah. But we're human. And we need reminders to help us.
Think
about it.
The reminder itself. We don't see it throughout the day.
See that? I just answered your question. The answer is, but we feel it. You feel it. And the best proof is, this is the best proof. Well, the best proof is people that don't wear kippahs for a while, let's say at work.
They lose it.
At least at the beginning, they feel uncomfortable. So it could be sometimes after a few weeks, they feel less uncomfortable, which is bad.
Yeah.
But at the beginning, why do they feel uncomfortable? Because they know something's missing.
Right.
So thank God we're so used to it. But we know it's there, and it helps us that there's something above us. There's something above me. It helps us be humble. It helps us be humble. You have money, you have $1 million in the bank. It's easy not to be humble. Oh, Hashem's above me. It's all in Hashem's hands. The keeper helps us be humble. The Torah says, walk humbly with Hashem. Just to walk humbly with Hashem all the time. Humbly with Hashem. And sneas means private. Of my private life, having the kippah reminds me Hashem is there. Okay, Hashem is there. He's part of my life. We have to understand something. Again, the essence of Yahadus is that we are aware of Hashem and then hopefully try to do what He says. And so many things get us distracted from being aware of Hashem. So having a kippah is a good reminder to be aware of Hashem. To be aware of Hashem when we're going to sleep is a huge thing. Everyone goes to sleep every night, most nights. You go to sleep at night, that's a chance. You're ending your night. Think about Hashem for 5 seconds. Thank you, Hashem, that I'm able to fall asleep. Not everyone can fall asleep. I have pills to fall asleep. Thank you, Hashem, that I have a pillow. So don't say how bad it is. I have a pillow. Thank you, Hashem, that it's quiet. Thank you, Hashem, that it's quiet where I go to sleep. Thank you, Hashem, that there's no gunshots outside. And then say Kriya Shema Omita. And that's why, although it's not a chiyuv to wear a kippah at night when you sleep, it's a great idea.
Mishpura
recommends it. What?
One of my cameras where I had a shluf kippah.
Right, shluf kippah. It's a great. I'm telling you. You get one of these little things that stay on your head. It's a great idea because it's a reminder as you're going to sleep. Although I'm dead to the world now, I believe in Hashem. Hashem is part of my life right now. It's helping me go to sleep right now. It's such a good idea to wear kippah when you go to sleep. It's such a good idea. I mean, the Mishnah says it's proper to do. It adds a little Yerushalayim. It's not a chiyuv, but it's a great idea. So we should appreciate the Torah and Chazal and Minhagim get built in to help us serve Hashem. Hashem wants us to succeed. So we're supposed to think about Hashem, and that's Boter Yisrael B'Tzifara, that we should have a little bit, maybe a lot, of Yerushalayim, and Mor Hashemayim Olechem, something always above us. But that's the answer. The answer is you do feel it. And the proof is, when people at work don't wear kippah sometimes, I'm telling you, I'm not discussing halacha now, I'm discussing approach to life. Don't look for coolers to not wear your kippah at work. Try not to. Don't do that. In America, also, in America now, people can wear kippahs. It's much easier in New York City, for sure. It's a bad kula to look for. It's the wrong way to go. But those that do, in the beginning, they feel very uncomfortable. Because even though it's not, they don't see it, but it could be sometimes afterwards, it wears off, which is a shame. Guys, thank you. That's the bracha. Thank you. Thank you, Hashem. This is what I'm saying. Thank you, Hashem, that you taught us as Jews to wear hats, to wear kippahs, to have a head covering, not just because of the cold, but in order to remind us to have the fear of you. We're thanking Hashem for the help that he gave us, that he gives us this crown, that we're encouraged to wear head coverings. You got it? And that's why it says Yisrael, because non-Jews wear head coverings for other reasons. Not for the reason of, that's the phrase, Mor Shemayim. It's a Jewish thing. Extra fear of Hashem.